Hi, friends. We greet you again today in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I trust wherever you are today, if it be morning, afternoon, or evening, or whatever the case may be, I trust that things are well with you. We want to bring you a message today from the Word of God. We want to talk about Jesus. He is the hope of the world today, and the Bible says that he's a man that sticketh closer than a brother. Or actually a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We want to talk about what Jesus did. You know, we have a record here in the Bible that talks about Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, the one that has power to forgive sin, and he has power, God, to do many things in our lives today. We want to speak today from the Gospel of John. If you have a Bible, I trust that you would turn and read along with us a few passages. In John chapter 21 and verses 25. This is the last verse, incidentally, in the Gospel of John. And this summarizes what Jesus did. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Now we find in the Gospel of John, he tells about some great things that Jesus did. He began to manifest his ministry in and among people that he lived among. And we find the first miracle that Jesus ever did was to turn water into wine. In the second chapter of John, we find this account where Jesus came to be a guest at the marriage. You know, this was an insignificant place. It doesn't even give the city or anything in detail. It was just the fact there was a wedding in Cana, and Jesus came to be a guest there. And of course, they had many people that attended this wedding, and they ran out of wine. And so Jesus told them to take their water pots. They were empty. And he said, you fill them up. And as they filled them up and began to serve, and we find that there's something wonderful happened, because Jesus had taken this water and changed it into wine, and therefore the guests were furnished with something great, because it was very good. It was better than the first. In verses 9, it says, when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, he knew not whence it was. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom and saith unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. And the Bible said in verse 11, said this is the beginning of the miracles that Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifest forth his glory. And the Bible said his disciples believed upon him. So Jesus had power over creative matter. He taken the water and changed it into wine. And you see, Satan doesn't have the power to do this today. You know, God said, if you let my word abide in you, and you abide in me, said, you can ask what you will, and it will be given you. The psalmist David spoke about Jesus that had this power about God. He said, I've been young and now I'm old. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, or his seed begging bread. God wants to manifest his power in your life. He wants to show how great that he is. And today, whatever state you're in, whatever situation you're in, God is able to come there and be a guest, and God is able to help you in whatever situation that you're in. Another account that we find Jesus, that he had power over distance. There was a man that his son was sick, and the Bible says that he sought Jesus in John chapter 4 and verses 46. So Jesus came into Cana of Galilee, where he was made water to wine, and there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. And he'd heard about Jesus, all the wonderful miracles that he had been able to perform, especially turning this water into wine. And so he besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. And Jesus said unto him, he said, except you see signs and wonders, you'll not believe. But the nobleman said, sirs, come down, or my child die. And Jesus said to him, said, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And then the servants, they met this nobleman and told him that his son was living. And the Bible said in verses 52 that he began to inquire what hour that he began to amend. And they said unto him, yesterday about the seventh hour, the fever left him. And so Jesus not only had power over creative matter, but he had power over distance. You know, we are speaking to you today here from our beautiful city of Nashville, Tennessee, in the United States of America. But my dear friend, if you would just take God at his word, wherever you are, you may be in a destitute place. You may be in a situation where you feel that nobody loves you, that nobody cares, and you yourself may be sick. You may be sin sick. You may be physically sick. You may be destitute, without money, and you may be without a job today. But friend, I want to tell you that God can come, and he can, through his supernatural power, he's able to reach down, my dear friend, and bless you and help you. And we find that not only did God have power over distance, but he had power over the supernatural. And we find in the fifth chapter of the book of John, the Gospel of John, we find in this occasion where there was a person that had infirmity for 38 years. And he was a sick individual. And of course, at a certain season, an angel came down and troubled the water. And Jesus asked him, said, would you be made whole? And he said, sirs, I have nobody to help me when the water is troubled. There's somebody that's able to jump into the pool more able than myself, and he can be made whole. And Jesus told him, he said, rise, take up your bed and walk. And the Bible said immediately this man was made whole, and he took up his bed and walked. We find this account in the Gospel of John, chapter 5 and verses 9. So Jesus has power over the supernatural. Here is a man that had been sick for 38 years. And maybe today in your life you've been sin sick. There's been a void. There's been a vacancy in your life. And I would like to tell you, friend, by my own experience, that there is a vacancy. There's a void in your life that nothing or nobody can take that place, except God has his rightful place in your life. God, he wants to come. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open, he said, I will come in and I will sit with you. So God, he wants to come into your life and he wants to bless you. And this man had an infirmity for 38 years. He was laying on his bed, not able to arise, not able to help himself, and he had nobody there to help him. And maybe you feel today that nobody loves you, that nobody cares. And my friend, Jesus cares today. He's a very present help in the time of need and in the time of trouble. And we find there was a blind man in the Gospel of John, chapter 9, that he was born blind from his birth. And the Bible said, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was left in this kind of condition? And today you may feel, because of your situation, that somebody sinned, you've committed some great sin, or your parents have committed some great sin. But friend, we're all born in this life a sinner. Even from the president, the queens, and the kings, and everybody today, the Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We every one have turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid upon Jesus, the iniquity of us all. So they asked the question, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born in this condition? And Jesus said, nobody sinned, but this was done that the works of God might be made manifest. And so I'm glad to recommend to you today, my dear friend, that Jesus wants to come and bless you. And he said, this was done that the works of God could be made manifest, and I must work the works of him that sent me while it's day. When night cometh, no man can work. And he said, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. And when he had spoken this, he spat on the ground, and he made clay or spittle, and anointed this blind man's eyes, and he said, go wash in the pool of Siloam. And he went, the Bible said, and he washed and he came seeing. And my dear friend, today, if you will just obey the voice of God, and of course, if you're unsaved, the only prayer that God will hear you pray is the prayer of a sinner, and that is that you'd pray for the mercy of God and ask God to forgive you and save your soul. But today, if you are a Christian, you know God today wants to be a guest at your house and bless you and help you, and he wants to give you the things the Bible said he would supply our every need according to his riches and glory. Would you bow with me just now in a moment of prayer and ask God to bless you and bless others that may be listening to the sound of my voice just now. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings of life, for the blessings of this day. I thank you, dear Lord, that you're very present to those that may be listening to the sound of my voice this morning or this afternoon or this evening. Whatever the time may be, Father, distance has no power. Distance, dear Father, does not alienate you from helping that individual. Lord, if they will just call upon you now, dear God, we know that you will hear and answer prayer. May this broadcast be a blessing to some life, and we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray, and for Christ's sake we ask it all. Friend, if you would just write us at our following address, we'd be glad to send you a Bible study course to help you grow in the Lord. If you don't know Jesus Christ, we'd be glad to send you literature to help you that you too could have this joy and peace in your life that the Lord Jesus Christ is able to give to everyone that will just humble himself and call upon the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.